a symbol of pride and worn by so many. It's the simple, humble poppy. And this time of year, we're seeing the poppy sellers across the UK. Llanelli's no exception to the rule. And I'm with Robert Evans, who for many years has been a familiar face behind the poppy stalls here. Rob, good to see you. Why do you devote so much of your time to the sale of poppies?
Because we cannot forget, least we forget, and that's really important for the people that have lost their lives in war.
And are you seeing a lot more people coming and buying poppies this year?
I think we've got a steady stream of people coming to buy poppies. We've put a bit of display on here, as you can see today, and yes, they still are, people are devoted to buying poppies for Remembrance Day.
And do you still get lots of people coming to tell you their little personal stories?
Yes, I've had people come in here tearful. We play music, as you can hear in the background, and we'll play Vera Lynn, and literally they tell me their stories of their grandparents. And as you can see, we've got a World War II Royal Marines captain's tunic on show. And yeah, they will come out and they're so proud of their families, and they buy the wooden crosses that we have here, and they buy whatever we have as metal pins, and the traditional poppy as well.
I'm just going to say that there's far more choice here now than there's obviously in years gone by. It was just a traditional little paper poppy, but now there's a wide range of different badges and all kinds of things that you can buy.
Yeah, that it is. You're right, because we're trying to attract the people, not only from the traditional, but buying something which is keeping up with fashion, really. And yeah, I have got to say to the people that have come to this table, they've been brilliant, and they've been here three or four deep. And we've had poppy sellers, councillors have come from behind you. We've had community that I've invited to come and sell poppies. And the little ones, I call them, the young children that have come here, and they get a little a wristband off me, and they actually give me a salute, so I think that's fantastic. Not that I'm a captain or anything, I'm just Rob-like.
Well, it's good to see you, Rob, and I'm sure that everybody's delighted with the effort and the work that you put in every year, because it certainly doesn't go unnoticed.
Thank you very much, thank you.
Well, I'm with Ray Bashford, and I noticed that you are wearing your medals with pride.
Yes, of course. There are only a few, but there's other people that deserve more and add more than I've done. But you only give back to the community what I can.
Do you mind if I ask about your military background?
Yes, I did 6 years with the Welsh Guards and 42 years with the Territorial Army.